bring?
Absolutely not.
How can they favor one entity or a group over another?
Because they're unfair. Would you agree with that, Ed?
Well, yeah, of course they're unfair, but they're legal, you see. It's a question of legality. The rules that we're talking about, the Federal Reserve Act, was made into law. So it's the law of the land, and you must follow the law of the land or go to jail. So it's not a question of right or wrong. It's a question of legal or illegal.
Well, I'm just saying.
But don't look
another,
for
another group could come along and say, "Hey, you did it for them. Why not do it for us?"
But Mike, you're being logical. This is not logical. It has to do with power. But thanks so much for calling.
Yeah. Okay. In the discussion of a group, it takes a village to raise an idiot.
Right. Thanks so much, Mike.
Right.
All right, fine.
Yeah, well, Mike's comment was right on to what I was talking about there a moment ago, which is that unless you have the power, Stan, if you control the power of government, well, then everything is fine. But if you're on the outside and your opponents have the power of government, which means the power of the police, and they can put you in prison, well, then all of your logical arguments are of no avail. It makes no difference how right you are, how logical you are, or how many supporters you have, or anything. You go to jail.
Well, now, of course, we're having a beginning an election campaign, and all we hear about is Hillary Clinton and Obama, and we hear about Mayor Giuliani, and we hear about John McCain, but nobody ever talks about the candidacy of certainly of Congressman Ron Paul, who probably has more public appeal to people across America than all the rest of them put together, because I think most people know, at least if they know anything about Congressman Paul, know he's an honest man who believes in the Constitution will stand on principle. How do you feel about Ron Paul's candidacy, and why do you think it's not being mentioned at all by the controlled media?
Well, I'll take this last question first, which is the reason it's not being mentioned by the controlled media is because they're not interested in a truly independent candidate. They're interested only in the candidates that are part of the established group controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. All the other people you mentioned before are either members of the Council on Foreign Relations or are so close to it, they're surrounded by people that they're, for all practical purposes, the same thing. Now, anybody outside of that, of course, would be a real challenge, and they don't want that. They want the American people to choose between two phony opponents, that no matter which one wins, the policies don't change. So that's why you don't hear any mention of anybody outside of that group. Now, how do I feel about Ron Paul? He's a true American. He's a true constitutionalist. It would be the best thing that could ever happen to this country. And unfortunately, his message probably will fall on deaf ears because most people don't understand the issues yet. But that doesn't mean you give up. And as a matter of fact, we here at Freedom Force are getting ready to launch everything we have to help Ron Paul in his election campaign. And that means the distribution of not only printed literature, but DVDs and audio recordings. If we had the money, we'd hire helicopters and drop them from the sky. We're going to try and do our best to overcome the mass media blockade.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly congratulate you for being willing to be involved, and I certainly think that Congressman Ron Paul is a man of integrity and certainly a giant among people out there who are simply going along to get along, who will say whatever it takes to get elected, will smile and of course pander to the public. They'll go to one group and say one thing, and another group and say another. They go to the Jewish people and say we're behind Israel. They go to the Palestinians and say they're behind the Palestinians, and just hope nobody ever bothers to notice the fact that they just keep changing their
Ron
position.
Ron Paul is certainly not like that. He says what he believes, and he's a great American.
Amen to that. All right, fine. Well, we've got Jack on the line here, and we just take one more call. This will be the last one. Jack, did you have a quick question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Dr. Stan. In a documentary video, Orwell Rose in His Grave, I saw Bernie Sanders address the corporate media monopoly takeover following the FCC's Deregulation Act, I think it's 2002. Well, in the interview, Bernie Sanders said, the American people are the rightful owners of the airwaves. They must take the airwaves back. How, G. Edward, can we do this?
Well, that's one of those phrases that's often used by our opponents. The American people, or the people, own this. They're the rightful owners of the airwaves. They're the rightful owners of the land. They're the rightful owners, as Marx would say, of the means of production and so forth. I'm not sure what he meant by that, but I do know that the individuals, not the people, a group, but individuals are the rightful owners of these things, and they can take back their rights as individuals by coming to power, by finding candidates such as Ron Paul, and coming back into power in the political centers and the social centers of our nation.
And Bernie Sanders is a Marxist. He's always been a Marxist and socialist. So,
well, that's why that phrase was used then.
Right.
Oh.
Thanks very much, Jack.
Thank you.
And I said, we've got to find means of reaching the people. This is why I do what I do. That's what Ed does, what he does. And he's been doing it for an awful long time, and so have I. We're going to be back in just a moment. One more time, your website, Ed?
It's freedomforceinternational.org.
Hold on there for just a moment. Well, Ed, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up this program, so you pick up, and what message would you like to leave with our listeners tonight?
Well, I thought I was in the final stretch there a moment ago, Stan, so I'll just repeat pretty much what I said.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with repetition. That's how you teach.
But I do want to add this to it, that, you know, old guys like you and me, we get to talking about how bad things are. And it can be pretty discouraging, I suppose, to people tuning in for the first time. They may think, but golly, it's all over. There's nothing we can do. And sometimes I think that when you know so much, you focus too much on the negatives without focusing on the positives. I'd like to focus on the positive just as we close here. Freedom Force International is something new. It has nothing like this has ever been done before. And much to my amazement and great glee, I have seen it growing and especially attracting new people. And by new, I was going to say younger people, and I guess that's what I really meant, because, you know, guys like us, we've been around so long and we associate with older people. But I see young family members coming in, people with young families in their 30s and 40s. I see a whole group of college kids coming. We got a chapter of Freedom Force back in Massachusetts now. It's mostly college kids. And these guys are gung-ho. We've got a young group of people in Australia, young people. And they do not look at the negatives like we tend to do. They just keep thinking about, okay, what are we going to do about this? How do we come to power? How do we get into these positions of influence? And that's where the focus is. So I'm greatly encouraged by that. I guess my closing remarks are that we need to look more on what we can do instead of on the obstacles. Sure, we know what the obstacles are. We're not going to kid ourselves about that. But let's focus on the job ahead, and we can get it done.
And, of course, I've been at this for a long time. I've never been more optimistic than I am right now. Things are going to have to get a lot worse before people begin looking at what's going on. But, I hear from people all across America every day, and people are telling me, 6 months ago, I had no idea what was going on. Or, I'm just so grateful for you to explain what's going on. Thank you so very much for being there. And we know, for instance, down in one of the major college towns in Texas, somebody put a store in right next to the university, and the kids are going in there and getting our tapes and videos, and they're learning, and they're excited about it. And the store is not losing money. That's the amazing thing. It is actually beginning to get the message out. Ed, Keep up the good work, and I hope I can get in touch with you again real soon.
Dan, I'm counting on it, and the same to you.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Ed Griffin, one of the giants in the conservative movement here in the United States, and a man who's dedicated his entire life to trying to save the United States of America and the promise of freedom that we inherited from past generations. Preserve that promise of freedom for generations yet unborn. So certainly we hope many of you will check out the Freedom Force International and learn about that, and then, of course, begin thinking what you can do. We have an opportunity to make a very real difference in the coming months. And the important thing is for people to understand that freedom is not free. It's lost when good people are not involved. Let me suggest, if you really want to know who controls America and what really happened on 9-1-1 and where we are going, go to our website, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, and pull down my August, September, October, November, and December newsletters, copy them, and then, of course, go over them repeatedly. And if you want documentation for anything I say, we have the documentation. We told you exactly what happened on the morning of 9-1-1, the information that nobody else is going to tell you, and yet, of course, it's all there. If you'd read the 9-1-1 Commission report very carefully, the message was there. They just was actually suppressed by the people on the commission, because the last thing they wanted was for the American people to realize the terrible truth of what really took place that morning. We carry five videos on what happened on 9-1-1, a 9-1-1 Press for the Truth, 9-1-1 Mysteries, a Terror Storm in Plain Sight, and The Day That Changed America Forever. You can get all five of them at a very special reduced cost, or you can, of course, get them individually, but call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on. You need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to watch our video, The World Revolution, because the world revolution continues, and we're involved in the revolutionary process in the Middle East, and that's why we're either going to topple the government of Iran or go to war with them and plunge the whole of the Middle East into chaos. And I fear the latter. I pray for the former. Under any circumstances, understand that Iraq has nothing to do with Iraq. It was simply a stepping stone towards the rest of the Middle East. And all you need to do is read Zygmunt Bzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, to know that he who controls the Middle East controls the world, because that is the center of the world. The Grand Chessboard, written in 1997 by Zygmunt Bzezinski, who created the Trilateral Commission, and, of course, their emblem, well, you can go up on their website, trilateral.org, and look at it. And their logo is made up of three arrows, three sixes, joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Understand that there really are powerful spiritual forces that energize everything going on today. And then just let me suggest that we have so much other information available on our website and through our ministry. And we hope many of you are making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. If you haven't laid in your supply of long-term food storage, or perhaps your barrels to store water in, or pumps for, and all of the things that you really need for the emergency that may well lie ahead, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for our food catalog, or if you'd like to know about the health products. And I think it's just so important that that people understand that, you know, if there is a cataclysmic event, you're not going to be able to get the things you need to maintain your health. And we hope that many of you out there will certainly go ahead and get our health products. We do, of course, we're carrying our Adderall now, which is the iodine product. Most people are deficient in iodine. You need to know about magnesium and selenium. We have a wonderful book on the miracle of magnesium. We, of course, carry both magnesium and selenium, which we, Barbara and I, take on a regular basis. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, remember that this coming Saturday at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz, where they're going to be showing Aaron Russo's film, and that's, of course, at 7 o'clock in the evening on SoCal at Seabright. Pray for America, pray for revival, and please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please, of course, hold your calls for the time being until we call for them, because we have with us this evening Melody Cedarstrom, who, is in the gold and silver business, and of course she supports Radio Liberty, and we support Melody because we think she does a great job. And this evening we're going to be talking about the financial situation and certainly what's going on. And as you read the Wall Street Journal, you find out that things are really wonderful. In fact, a production is up here in the United States. Well, a production of certain items. Like, for instance, the Sony $6,000 broad-string screen television sets, 70-inch television sets. There's been an increased production in December of those by about 5%. And then there's the increased production of the $15,000 specialty refrigerator for special homes. Now, certainly most of our production is moving overseas, but certainly isn't it wonderful that the $6,000 broad-screen Sony television sets and the $15,000 refrigerators, there's an increased demand for those. Now, of course, it was at the end of the Second World War. Why, 50% of our gross national product was production. 1980, it was 20%. Today, 12% of our GNP is actually 12% is in manufacturing. And they keep telling us, isn't it wonderful, you know? Certainly, things are doing so well, and we're exporting more. But, of course, what we're really exporting is our jobs. What we're really exporting is our manufacturing. We are transferring our jobs and our manufacturing to other countries. In fact, the manufacturing you're keeping here is that doesn't require anybody to work in the factories. What they're doing is producing factories now where there's almost nobody who works in them. They can still produce goods, but we cannot produce goods in America because of the demands that are made. At the present time, General Motors has a debt to its employees for the health care benefits they promised them of $55 billion. And Ford has health care obligations for $22 billion. There's no way they can possibly pay that off. And what the average individual doesn't understand is that this is why General Motors is investing heavily in China and other countries. And this is why Ford Motor Company and Chrysler are investing heavily in other countries. Our manufacturing is leaving the United States. Ford lost over $12 billion last year, and General Motors wasn't far behind. Our major industries in America are simply going bankrupt. They are bankrupt. When you owe $55 billion, General Motors owes $55 billion, where do you think the $55 billion is going to come from? Where's Ford going to get $22 billion to pay off their health obligations? They're already buying out all the employees that they possibly can. But just like the federal debt that we owe for Medicare and, of course, for Social Security we promised, it's well over $55 trillion. $55 trillion. America is bankrupt. General Motors is bankrupt. Ford is bankrupt. America is bankrupt. Morally and spiritually and financially, they just haven't told the American people that. Maybe if we had a good war, the whole thing would just break apart and we could start it all over again. Do you think maybe that's what they have in mind? Maybe that's why we're going to war with Iran. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. It's cold here in the east. We finally have winter.
Right, fine. Well, I will not tell you about the balmy afternoon that we
all
had
right,
today.
All right, please don't.
All right. No, listen, I'm getting this story from all over, from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I talked to a fellow from Colorado today, Johnstown, Colorado. He said he was walking to the store this morning between 6-foot snowdrifts piled up on either side of the sidewalk. So, anyway, I'm sorry it's so cold back there. But remember, the winter always precedes the spring.
It is winter, and we've been fortunate. There's very little snow where I'm at here in central Pennsylvania. So cold, but very little snow. So always something to be thankful for.
Amen to that. Well, tell us what's happening in the gold and silver markets that I know are dear to your heart.
Well, it is, but first I just wanted to mention briefly when you're talking about our plants moving overseas and we have the problems with Ford and with GM. Sara Lee came out today and they announced that it will lay off nearly 1,700 employees as part of a reorganization plan to increase business performance. And that cut represents about 3% of its workforce of 54,000 people. And 1,200 workers will be laid off when the company closes its pork processing and spice production plants in West Point, Mississippi, at the end of March of this year. And they were just told of the layoffs this morning. And the vice president said, unfortunately, after looking at our business, we determined that these facilities will not allow us to meet our efficiency or long-term profitability expectations. And so again, another factory closes, another 489 workers will be laid off around the globe as part of the restructuring, and these layoffs will result in about a $40 million pre-tax charge. So,
and first we find that Pfizer is going to lay off, I think, 7,000 employees, and Pfizer drug company. All across America, companies are laying off. Has anybody heard about the companies hiring and taking on more people? Yes, the companies are hiring and taking on more people in India and in Thailand and in China, but not here in America. Part of that carefully conceived plan of transferring America's wealth to other countries so we can have equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but between nations. What people don't understand is there really are people whose loyalty is not to America, but that internationalist dream, and we'll be right back here with Melody. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody was just saying that Sara Lee is going to be laying off a fair number of people there in the South. Just announced it this morning. Certainly I was commenting that Pfizer is laying off, I think, 7,000 people, and the only place that they're hiring people is not here in America. They're hiring them in China. They're hiring them in Thailand. They're hiring them in India. They're hiring them everywhere in the world where, of course, they don't have to pay adequate salaries. They don't have to have the health benefits. They don't have the environmental restrictions. They don't have to have the pensions. And, of course, the living standards in many other countries is rising. But little by little, step by step, silently, almost as if a thief by night, the lowering standards of the American people are being intentionally lowered. As our politicians lie to us about how they're going to increase spending, not increase taxes and balance the budget. I think that's an amazing ability. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, there's another area that I haven't seen any numbers yet. We see the numbers about the all of the existing home sales that are falling, you know, with the slowdown in real estate, it's going to have a major impact on a lot of people's employment. A lot of people are going to be laid off. I mean, there's millions of people that are employed by this industry, and you always have that multiplier effect where if you have one, there'll be three that are laid off. So there's going to be a lot of people unemployed and few jobs to go to. And I don't know how many more service jobs can be increased in order to give these people jobs, but of course they always have the decline in wages and benefits when you're moving from, you know, a good job down to something that that's less than good, that's paying below minimum wage or minimum wage. I mean, they can't even approve to get the minimum wage increase. So there's problems with that. The Senate, I guess, is falling back on that and adding a lot of little items to the byline, to the increased unemployment or the increased wages. So it doesn't help the person out there who gets a notice in the morning and only has 2 months to look for another job. We also had media cuts, media job cuts that were up 88% because we have a large portion of readers that are shifting from or to the internet and going away from the newspapers. So we have a lot of people in a lot of different areas that are losing jobs and nothing to replace.
And, of course, the thing is that, of course, as you destroy the manufacturing capacities of our country, as you put in manufacturing plants that don't hire people and do it all with robots and machines, well, you're going to see fewer and fewer manufacturing jobs, and you're going to see fewer and fewer good-paying jobs here. And, of course, you can always get a job for $6 or $7 an hour, or $8 an hour, but of course you're going to be competing with the illegal immigrants who are coming to the country, competing for those jobs. In fact, recently, apparently when they raided, I think it was Swift Company, across the nation, and I think that they found there were hundreds and hundreds of the people there who were employed illegally. A lot of these people, of course, were laid off, and they were getting, I think, $7 to $8 an hour. They actually had to go out and they had to begin recruiting people to take those jobs at $1 an hour or more, and they were able to give jobs to a lot of blacks, unemployed blacks, who couldn't get a job anyplace because they couldn't, or they weren't even allowed to compete with the illegal immigrants. So at least some of our blacks are getting jobs, maybe at $8 or $9 an hour, but it's pretty hard to support yourself and a family on that sort of a salary.
Yes, it is, and the living standards are being lowered, and I remember, I mean, this problem has been here for a long time. I mean, I remember the mid-80s, I did payroll for a large restaurant in Arizona, and, you know, when the INS was coming in the morning, they'd get phone calls, you know, and the INS would come in the front door, and the employees that were illegal went out the back door. And this was a known fact, and no one ever got fined, and I believe they're trying to push so that employers do get fined for hiring illegal aliens, but this has been going on for a very long time. And what they will use these illegal aliens for is to push the national ID card, you know, because they think, you know, I've read articles where, hey, it's up to the American people to prove that we're citizens, they'll be use it in order to get the national ID card approved by everybody, and you know, it's one of their ways. The other ways is the senior citizens or the baby boomers that will be retiring beginning 2008 and taking their benefits. So things are moving right along, and everything is right on track to continue our elimination of our liberties here in the United States.
And I think it's really so interesting that the government has been intentionally and maliciously refusing to enforce our laws so that we would attract large numbers of illegal immigrants, and they would turn around and say, oh, look at all those illegal immigrants, now we're going to have everybody have an ID card. After all, how are we going to control the illegal immigrants we've encouraged, we've let in here in violation of our laws? So they create the problem, but they have a solution. And every government solution that they come up with is simply one more nail in the coffin of freedom. We have never had to have our papers with us when we traveled in America, but now we do because they've created the problem, and what a wonderful solution. Now everybody's going to have an ID card. How else will we be able to identify the illegal immigrants? And of course, right now, I mean, if you are a police officer and you stop a car and the guy doesn't have a driver's license and he's a legal immigrant, you can't arrest him. You can't turn him over to the INS. You're barred to do that in most of our states by their laws and by the regulations of the police officers. And, you know, we're actually doing everything we can to encourage people to violate our immigration laws, and the police and the immigration officials are simply, they're trying to do their job, and they're being blocked at every turn by high officials in government who have a different agenda, who march to a different drumbeat, of course, who want to see a different America, a multilingual, a multinational America, that, of course, doesn't represent American values, but the dream of a one-world government, the one-worlders, who, of course, control both of our political parties. Well, as far as the economy is concerned, Melody, certainly one of my very, very good friends called me today, a fellow who's written extensively on many of the things I write on, and I won't mention his name, but his name should be well-known to many of our listeners, and he said, "Stan, do you think the economy is going to collapse this year?" And I said, "I think it's going to certainly go into a terrible slump this year." And he says, "Well, I've never before predicted we were going to have economic problems, but I can see them happening this year." What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's just amazing that their ability to control things and to manipulate. And they're in there every day micromanaging this economy second by second. And anything from the outside could have an impact. They adjust things, and it's globalized, so to some degree we have many different countries that are working together in order to keep it from collapsing. So, you know, I've talked to many, many people, and I've had conversations thinking that we can't believe we're here in 2007 in January and something more hasn't happened. That things haven't been corrected, that systems haven't purged. So to some degree, you have to give them, the extent of their control and their ability to keep this illusion going is incredible. But every day goes by, we're another country, where something happens that just takes away their control. We very well could see it in 2007. I think 2008 is a deadline, because we have so many things for 2008 that begin, back to the national ID card. We have major baby boomers retiring. And if these baby boomers, if they really believe they're going to be able to walk away with their pension plans and retire comfortably, they're going to be sadly mistaken, and they're going to be shocked by what happens to their plans. And so I think a lot will happen prior to 2008, because we have everything sort of falling into place, and it seems like 2008 is the beginning of everything.
Well, I think, of course, the Chinese communists now hold $1,060,000,000,000 of international reserves, the majority of which are, of course, in American dollars. And, of course, the question is, are they going to continue hanging on to American dollars when the dollar certainly seems to be gradually going down? And certainly we know that Warren Buffett still has, I think, $16 billion. He's leveraged on a short of the American dollar. He's lost money last year. I think he probably made money the year before that, but he lost a lot of money last year. And yet he's holding his position. And certainly Warren Buffett has made his money, not that he isn't a brilliant individual, but he has inside contacts. He knows what the future is holding, and when he is shorting the dollar, why this suggests that the dollar is probably going to go down. And if certainly the Chinese communists are pretty smart, they're probably watching what Warren Buffett is doing too. And when Warren Buffett is shorting the dollar, they would be foolish to maintain their 60 or 70 $600 or $700 billion in American dollars in their reserves. They've got to get into something that has intrinsic value, because if the value of the dollar falls, the value of their investments falls. So what do you think the Chinese are going to do? Do you think they're going to begin to gradually get out of the dollar? Do you think the other countries will as well? And what would an attack on Iran, which would have a really serious influence and serious impact on China's ability to get oil, what would that do? Would China retaliate against America for invading Iran and hurting their close relationship with Iran? Well, when we get back here, we'll ask Melody and to answer her thoughts on that. And, of course, we'll ask you out there in the listening audience. If you have a question or comment, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Melody, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that if China were to begin to divest itself of dollars, this could have a tremendous impact on the stability of our currency?
Absolutely. And what we have is a classic standoff. I mean, the only thing that keeps them from trading in their dollars is the point of the amount of which they are going to lose. And you have other countries, and it's just a matter of who's going to begin to do it first. And again, we're looking at an outside catalyst. There will come a point in time when they say, all right, I'm willing to lose this amount of money so I don't lose this amount of money. And right now it is a classic standoff. You have all the countries that are just sort of biding their time, that are protecting, that are purchasing gold, that are diversifying their funds, because when one country, and whether it be China or a lot of smaller countries in which they have already, begins to unload the dollar, it will happen very quickly. And so it's just a matter of how much they have to decide how much they want to lose, and when it gets to a point where they're going to lose too much, then they will begin unloading their dollars. And again, it could, if we go to war with Iran, I mean, people just don't understand how serious Iran is and what will happen if we attack Iran. And, you know, I mean, I just don't think people really realize the extent and the devastation. And that it's not going to be over there. It will affect us here, and it could happen here. And I've talked to people, and they're even gold buyers, but they believe Iran is this big enemy and that we need to attack them, and they're ready for us to attack them. They want this country to attack them. And I just don't understand, and you really can't change their opinion. You can give them everything they need to read. You can give them all the stats. You can give them all the information. But it's like they feel they are truly a terrorist country. And in some degree, they are. But to attack them in the situation, we could see oil over $100 a barrel. Gold and silver will rise. The markets would plunge. The world markets would plunge. And, it's great for gold and silver, but I'd rather see gold and silver go up for other reasons than world devastation.
Well, my concern is that we really are already at war with Iran. The average American can't recognize this, but when you bring economic sanctions on a country and begin undermining the very fabric of their economy and creating inflation and lowering the living standards, you have already done this. This is an act of war. I mean, certainly we are arresting Iranians in Iraq, supposedly because they're helping the Iraqis, and whom they may be, I don't know. But certainly we know that we've had special forces units making raids into some of the Iranian provinces. If we had armed troops from Canada and Mexico making armed incursions in the United States, we would think that was an act of war. But people think we can do that with Iran. It's not an act of war. We are at war with Iran today. We are involved in World War III, but the average American walks around totally oblivious of what's going on, and our job is to try to make them realize. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I was just saying that, you know, we are already at war with Iran. The American people haven't been told, but if you look at it, we've applied economic sanctions to Iran. That is an act of war. We have had some of our special forces units actually making incursions to some of the various provinces, the outlying provinces, the Azerbaijan, the Kurdish provinces, the Kazakh province there, Iran. This is an act of war. And we actually, of course, have had some of our, we're beaming all sorts of propaganda over the airwaves into Iran to try to destabilize the government. That is an act of war. And the American people have no idea what's going on because nobody's ever connected the dots. In addition, of course, we have, you know, two carrier groups over there, or certainly one will be coming very, very soon. That we've got, then we've got the Boxer Stack Force, which is entirely different than the Eisenhower and the John Stennis Task Force. The Boxer, of course, looks like an aircraft carrier. It's smaller, but it has a large number of helicopters and small planes on it for ferrying troops. Who are all those troops going to be striking? I mean, do we really think that they're going to fly them into Baghdad? So I think it's time that somebody told the American people the implications of going to war with Iran. Certainly the head of one of the major air groups spoke just this last weekend at a conference of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, and said if America attacks Iran militarily, it will destabilize the entire Middle East. And I think he's absolutely right. And this would have a profound impact on our economy here. It would have a profound impact on our stock market, as certainly Melody has said, on the price of gold, but also on the price of oil. So I think that we're just on the edge of something big, whether it's going to be a matter of weeks or months or 6 months, I don't know. But I have a feeling that it's just like Iraq all over again. All the Hupalo, you know, over just to try to find an alternative. I don't think they want an alternative. I think they want war. And the president has said, I don't care what the American people think. I don't care what the Congress thinks. I'm in charge. That is the most terrifying statement I've ever heard. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, the American people, they focus on one thing, and that's the Dow Jones and the stock market. And they find comfort in that, and they put everything behind, and you're absolutely right. And the way you explain, I guess we are at war with Iran, and it's just, I haven't found anything where they're really trying. It seemed like when we went to war with Iraq, I mean, we knew we were just, double-talking with them, but at least it was there, but with Iran, it seems like everything is very quiet. We haven't heard anything with Israel. We had the first, I believe there was a suicide bomber in Israel today. I can't remember exactly where. They've been very quiet. We haven't heard much at all coming out of the Middle East. So, again, it's just a matter of time. And I've heard many comments to where announcements or would be come March, come April, along the same time frame as when we went to war with Iraq.
Amen to that. Well, how is the gold and silver business? Has it picked up for you? Do people have this sense of urgency that they've really get their affairs in order, or are they sort of laying back and saying, well, let's see what happens?
Well, you know what? The sense of urgency comes when we have big movements in gold. Gold's up $10, $15, $8 in a day. You get a little more urgency from people. They just become complacent. They sit back. And when we stabilize around an area, they'll wait to see if it's going to go down because they want to save a couple dollars. I mean, money is hard to come by for a lot of investors out there. So they want to try and get as much gold as possible for their money. But what happens so often is when we get to a peak, and we'll have to consolidate around this 650 area, and then the next technical area is 675 resistance. So it looks like we might be settling in between 640, 650. We were at 644 today after a $2 correction today. So what people have to understand is we're in a bull market for gold, and with everything that we talk about, gold will not go down.
How does silver end today?
Silver was down 12 cents at 1324.
Okay, that's still pretty good. I sometimes can't figure those things. I look at it in the morning and it's up, and then I look at it in the afternoon. It's a lower price, and they still say it's up. And then sometimes, of course, it takes a dramatic drop, and then they'll say it's up a penny. I never quite understand it, but all we know, well, we'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we're certainly talking about what's going on in the country economically. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Melody about what's going on and how, Chris, the price of gold and silver many times reflects what's happening geopolitically in the world. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So basically, things then are, what would you say, they're dead, they're moderately busy, they're quite busy.
Well, you know, I always have my normal gold bugs who realize what's going on, you know, the people who've been buying gold for many, many years. There seems to be, you know, it seems to be the smart money that's coming in. They are selling their stocks, and they're getting out of the market because, you know, they feel that, and they know it's a rigged market, it's a manipulated market, and you can't make money there, and the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to lose. So, you know, they're becoming to be a little more frequent, but January was a very good month. December was a very good month, and as we see gold creep up and silver continue to rise, that's what creates interest. You know, when gold is steady around 600, investors will have a tendency just to do the same thing. They'll wait until something makes them want to buy, and that's usually the rise in gold. So, but the key thing is, you might be able to save a dollar or two, but you never know what tomorrow will bring. And tomorrow it could be up $20.
Well, of course, you know, the thing is with the price of oil down, why, Chris, this is having a profound impact on the economy of Iran. They're really primarily dependent upon the oil price, and certainly Ahmadinejad, President Ahmadinejad, has promised to do all these things for the people, and he really hasn't been able to do them because he hasn't had the money. And, of course, inflation is beginning to move into Iran. And with inflation, economic uncertainty, the threat of an attack from America, I think there's growing uncertainty in Iran. And I think the lowering of the price of oil has a very real impact, and it's having an impact not only on the economy of Iran, it's also having an impact on the economy in Venezuela, because there Hugo Chavez has been spending money like it's going out of style and giving oil away and giving subsidized oil to people in the Northeast and up in Alaska. And, oh, he's such a great benefactor. And but, of course, you know, as the price of oil drops and he continues spending, well, this has a tremendous impact on the economy of Venezuela. Do you think that the... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and before we go on, Melody, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out there.
The telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And make sure you, spell out the A-N-D, Discount Gold and Silver Trading.
All right, get Discount Gold and Silver Trading.net. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Melody or comment on what we're talking about, and I was simply saying that with the lower prices of oil, this is having a profound impact on certainly on the economy in Iran, and certainly they're so dependent upon oil. And the government over there is having difficulty staying afloat with the marked decrease of their income, and I really believe this is one reason why they're keeping the price of oil down. I mean, the price of oil is totally manipulated. There's plenty of oil in the world. They raise the price up, you know, and they lower it down anytime they want to. The market forces are, well, that's just for you out there in the audience, but the truth of the matter is somebody decides whether the prices are going up or whether they're going to come down. You notice how they dropped precipitously before the election? Was that just coincidence? Now, of course, they're keeping them down, but this is having a profound impact on the government of Hugo Chavez in South America, who's, of course, a sort of a thorn in the side of our government, who's calling our president, you know, all sorts of terrible names. But they're having real economic problems because of the low price of oil. And the same thing is true in Ahmadinejad's Iran. So you keep the price of oil down, this can have a profound impact on oil-dependent countries. Have you thought of that at all, or have you seen any comments on that, Melody?
Well, I don't believe in coincidences, and yes, we saw the prices of oil correct prior to the elections, and you know that's got to be putting some financial heat on some of these other countries like Venezuela and Iran, but also, I mean, they do want to hurt them, and it is manipulated. I mean, our gasoline prices haven't gone down.
Isn't that most interesting? The price of oil goes down, but our gasoline prices stay up? I wonder why that is. I thought it was all supply and demand. Of course, if you believe that, you probably believe in the tooth fairy.
Maybe. But, you know, even diesel and kerosene, they never corrected. You know, we had our gasoline prices drop from, you know, 270, 260, and they came down to 224. But, I mean, the kerosene and the diesel stay right up there at 269. And usually those prices or that type of gasoline, or fuel, I should say, was always lower than the regular gas and the unleaded gas. So, the truckers and, you know, the commercial travelers or the commercial businesses that use fuel certainly haven't been able to capture on the lower prices of oil.
And of course, the kerosene, of course, is what in essence part of jet fuel, and of course, the price has not gone down, which of course why many of the people in the aircraft industry are having real problems. Well, of course, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there and you have a question or comment for Melody, give us a call. Well, Melody, Sydney, and as we see the people purchasing gold, are they primarily getting gold coins? Are they actually getting collector coins? What are they getting?
We do things a little bit differently here at Discount Gold and Silver. We diversify our clients. We look at a person, what their investment objectives are, what their budget is, how do they plan on buying gold? Are they going to be making monthly purchases or quarterly purchases? Or are they just going to make one purchase? We look at what they already have in their portfolio so we know how to direct them. If someone is holding a lot of bullion, well, then it would be good for them to diversify a little bit. Or perhaps all they have are high-grade rare coins. Well, then it would be good for them to perhaps to get into some bullion. So we try to diversify the portfolio. We want our clients to have an even portfolio, because that way, because lots of times you'll have one coin that might perform over another coin. At least this way, your portfolio will give you an even balance of the, and give you an opportunity on the performance of the different types. Of a portfolio, we recommend 80% gold and 20% silver. And you always want to be heavier in gold, because you still have to remember that gold is a monetary metal. Silver, is the majority of it is industrial. And yes, silver can be monetary, but today it's an industrial metal. So you have a lot more volatility with silver than you do gold. So you want to have a major portion of your precious metals in gold, because it is the money metal. Central banks, they go to gold. They don't go to silver, they go to gold. So that will best protect your purchasing power and protect your assets.
Well, of course, my understanding is that down in Mexico, some of the banks down there are going to allow people then to begin to buy silver, at least serve as certificates, which, of course, will vary with the value of the silver. So at least in Mexico, which is a large silver producer, while there seems to be an interest in silver, but you're absolutely right, gold is the only monetary metal we have in the world today. Now, of course, they've been able to keep the price of gold down for a number of years by the central banks selling off their gold into the market to drive the price down. Why have they been doing that? I mean, they must have lost an awful lot of money. I mean, selling gold, you know, $200, $300 an ounce. Why would they have sold this gold so consistently through the years? Why would the central banks have done that?
Well, the reason they want to do it is they need to suppress the price of gold. We mention it often that gold is the barometer, and gold is the key. People flee to gold for safety and for quality, and it's a main reason they need to keep the price down, just like they need to keep the stock market up. It's a barometer, and people, I guess it keeps people calm. It keeps them from reacting. It keeps them from panicking. Because once you have the Dow that breaks 10,000 or perhaps 9,000 even, you're going to see a major panic happen in this country, and people will want to liquidate. And gold is a sign of a poor economy, of uncertainty, of geopolitical problems.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that the central banks have been selling gold for a long time to keep the price down, so we would create the perception that it really is no value. It's an archaic metal, and of course, who would want to hold gold? I mean, it's not been a very good investment. After all, it was up to $800 an ounce back in 1980, and look, what is it now, $625? Why, if you'd bought it in 1980, look at all the money you would have lost. And they play these little games with our minds. And, of course, that may very well be true. They allowed it to get $800, but, of course, you had bought it, you know, at $35 an ounce, you know, back about 1970. Why, of course, you'd have done very, very well. But, of course, people never point that out. And so figures don't lie. Liars figure. And the one thing that you do not want American people to understand is we have a total fiat money system, and there's no instance in all history where a money fiat money system has survived indefinitely. Our plea is, learn the background of money. We have a wonderful little pamphlet called The History of Money. Inexpensive, but it'll give you the background and the understanding of the very foundation of the monetary systems. And, of course, it is the monetary system that determines what happens to the economy. Now, do you think they're going to go ahead and raise the interest rates here this week, Melody?
They very well could. They could remain flat, but they could raise them. I think the ideal situation is to keep it with no change. But, you know, they were able to finance their little plans. You know, you talked about keeping gold suppressed, and, you know, they were able to finance their little plans, the New World Order, by and through Wall Street. I mean, that's where they got all their funds. I mean, we're talking trillions and trillions of dollars. And, you know, it's just, it's troubling knowing that, you know, we're financing our destruction. We're financing, you know, our, it's late here in the East. I can't think of the right words because it's just amazing that people just can't see it. And that's why they had to keep gold down. They needed all that money into Wall Street. And they're going to rob the people of this country. They took all their money during the dot-com bubble. They're taking all their money through the housing market. You know, all the illusion of wealth that people went into debt for. They, you know, we're in a negative savings rate. So they took their money from there. They're putting people underneath their thumb, and if people really believe, as I said before, that the baby boomers will be retiring with their money, they're sadly mistaken. Wall Street will not allow them to walk away with it. They might let a few buy if they're not ready by 2008, but very few after that will be able to walk away with the money that they're planning on to retire with. It's not going to happen. And that's why it's so important. People, you need to control your finances. Don't let these money managers and mutual fund managers, don't let them manage your money. You know, the people in this country are smart enough, or a lot of them are smart enough, to manage their own funds, to make their own decisions. You know, you have access to all this information that you can do your own investigations. You have numerous people that you can call and ask questions. So, and I'd be the first one to tell someone that if, you know, someone came to me and said, is this a good investment? If I thought it was, I'd tell them. And I'd probably go there myself if I thought it was a good investment. But there's so few out there until the system purges and we reach and things are corrected, because all the fundamentals out there mean they're not correcting anything. You know, there isn't anything that's being addressed. You know, people are, you know, the politicians are just throwing out all this, you know, commentaries to get elected. And so nothing is being addressed. And it won't be addressed because they don't want it to be addressed.
Well, I think one of the most amazing things was the president got up, you know, before the State of the Union message and said, we have, you know, the deficit this year is $248 billion. And that's really very, very good. And, you know, we've almost balanced, halfway balanced the budget. We thought we wouldn't have it halfway balanced till 209. We've already halfway balanced the budget, and certainly by 209, 2010, somewhere in there, we'll have a balanced budget. And how he could get up before the American people and make that statement. If you look at the real budget figures, we'll be glad to send them. Any of our listeners who'd really like to see them, actually, they're put out by the federal government. This is not the money in, money out. This is the actual debt that you have. Like we were just saying earlier in the program, General Motors owes $55 billion in health care, which they're pledged to provide, and they don't have the money for it. In fact, their bonds today, General Motors and Ford bonds, are junk bonds. General Motors owes $55 billion. Ford Motor Company owns $22 billion. These are promises they made, and they have no money to pay them off. Well, we've done the same thing. The American government has promised to provide Social Security, and of course, they've promised to provide health care for those people who are retired. And if you look at the actuarial requirements as of the year 2006 that the president was speaking of, the budget was not $248 billion. It was $4.7 trillion. And it's increasing at such an amazing rate. You can go back, and of course there's a chart that was actually published. In about 2001, I think it was about $2 trillion. This was the deficit for that year, the real deficit, taking into account, of course, the promises we'd made for health care and pension benefits for the elderly. And then, of course, the next year it was 3.2, and then 3.5, and then 4, I think it was 4 trillion in 2005, and 4.7 trillion in 2006. And the president got up and simply lied to the American people. And the American people believed it because nobody's telling them the truth. Now, if you'd like to verify what I'm saying, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a copy of those figures. Howard Phillips really puts them out. They actually came out of Human Defense and Dr. Corsi, but I actually pulled down the original document from the federal government, so I know it's correct. This is the actuarially, the sound actuarially accounting. We are up well over 50 trillion, I think it's somewhere 55, 57 trillion dollars in debt. Trillion. This is not billion, this is trillion. There's no way it'll ever be paid off. We are bankrupt, and the only way to get out of this mess is to scrap the whole system and start it all over again, and the people then who are trapped in dollar increments will simply lose everything they have. People say it can't happen, and I would say, why not? If God is just, why should you be so wealthy and so many people throughout the rest of the world be so poor? What have you done to try to preserve our economic system, to preserve America? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I hope some of you out there will challenge what we're saying. Find out if it's true. And if it's true, then you need to get up on the soapbox, as I did one time at Hyde Park in London, and start talking. You'd be amazed at how many people would listen. But that's another story for another evening. Anyway, go ahead, Melody. What are your thoughts about it? I'm sure you picked up on that story, haven't you?
Well, you know, we're just not too big that we can't fall. And, you know, I don't know how long people can pretend that this problem doesn't exist. I mean, we just can't continue to support Wall Street and to continue to get money out of the homes, not to save, you know, with debt increasing, you know, with everything still coming from China, and, you know, all we do is export our debt. I mean, we just can't print our way out of trouble, and we will have to face a future that has some very high inflation and all the other problems that we've talked about earlier tonight. And the only way that one can preserve their purchasing power through all this time and wait until the whole system is scrapped is to purchase gold and silver.
Now let's get your webpage out one more time and your telephone number.
Telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And that's and spelled out. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
And we're going to be back here in just a moment with to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Melody, you got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, we do a great job in putting together portfolios for all our clients, and both old and new. We continue to add for our old customers to make sure they have a good range of gold and silver products, and some of them even dabble in palladium. Usually I recommend to sell the platinum and to purchase gold at this point in time. We also offer gold and silver precious metals IRAs for those who just can't bite the bullet and they want to transfer their 401s into a self-directed IRA. We do have that available. And what we always try to do is give the customer as many ounces of gold or silver for their money. We try to diversify. We go over the different products. Sometimes you can maybe spend $30 more and get a higher quality coin, or, you know, maybe your best route is just to buy a bullion coin. But that's how we look, and we try to make sense of what you purchase. Nothing frustrates me more when I have someone call me and say, well, I bought this and I don't know what it is. Because you should know what it is. You should know what happens when you go to sell it back. You should know how these coins, how they performed over the past years. You should know when you go to sell that coin whether you're going to get back of melt for it or if you're going to have premium for it. And these are things that people just don't talk about. Other dealers don't talk about. They're focused into one area of coin. They found their niche, and they don't want to bother with anything else. It's easier. Well, we don't take the easy way out. We want you to understand what you own. And we do a great job. We have great prices. We're consistent in our prices. We have a very fast delivery. If you make a purchase one day, most likely you'll have your product, or it's at least shipped to you within 10 working days. So we have a very quick turnaround time for our products. You know, I don't want to hold your money here. I want to get the product out to you. So that's very important. And you need to build relationships, because one day you're going to want to sell your gold. And you want to make sure that whoever you send your gold to, you're going to be able to trust. So that when the coins are received, they're received properly and your funds are sent out to you immediately. So, you know, lots of times we concentrate on buying and we don't talk a lot about selling your coins, which is very important. So, if anybody has any questions, they could just call me at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and that was Melody Cedarstrom, and sort of late back there where she is, and mighty cool here, living here in California, where we are truly blessed. Well, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you believe that we have an important message, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Let me mention that we are carrying iodorol, which is the iodine preparation that we've been talking about, and we've of course been studying this, and we are firmly convinced that certainly many people are iodine deficient, and this is the reason why we have some of the problems we do. We know that in Japan they consume almost 100 times more iodine than we do. And, of course, they seem to be a great deal healthier in many respects than we are here in the United States. So if you're interested in more in iodorol, we actually offer an article on it, and, of course, we'd be glad to send that to you if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you're interested in the product, give us a call. And, of course, magnesium and selenium are important as far as the iodine is concerned, too. And most people are deficient in both of them because you don't find it in our soil today as we used to in years past. So, anyway, if you'd like to get a health catalog or more information, incident, we carry a great book on the miracle of magnesium. And I'm firmly convinced that the material covered in that book is absolutely accurate. So all of these things, if you're interested in learning more about iodine or iodorol, call us at 1-800-544-8927 for the book, The Miracle of Magnesium, or the why we'll be glad to send that to you as well. Certainly, if you want health information, go to knowledgeofhealth.com. That's Bill Carney's website, knowledgeofhealth.com. If you'd like, of course, to understand what's happening financially, we do carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We think it's very important. The Creature from Jekyll Island, we carry the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. And, of course, we carry the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France. For an overview of what's going on, let me suggest my talk on the coming tsunami. The coming tsunami, and of course you can either get the DVD or the video, but there's a syllabus that goes with that, and I really think it's important that you have the syllabus so you can follow along with the documentation. Do you understand what derivatives are? Do you understand what the hedge funds are? Do you understand the carry trade? Do you understand the philosophy of money? And do you understand, of course, what happens at the end of an economic cycle? Are you acquainted with Alan Greenspan's famous 1996 essay on, 1966 essay on the value of gold? And the fact that Alan Greenspan, when recently asked, this is about 4 years ago, if he still believed what he wrote in 1966, he told Congressman Ron Paul, "I wouldn't change a word of it." When you read that essay and see what's going on today, you'll understand what you need to do to protect your wealth. And simply remember those words of Daniel Webster, who said of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which to lose them with paper money. And of course, what Alan Greenspan said, there is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare state, its tirade against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. And that's what we have, is deficit spending, incurring massive debt that will never be paid off. $57 trillion is our current debt. The president didn't tell us that. I wonder why. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
To the Power Hour radio show. I know if you're listening to my voice, you know what that means. That means that Dave is still on a mission, and I really do respect him for what he is doing. I thank him very much for being where he needs to be. And enough said. As you all know, he was visiting Ed Brown in New Hampshire. Those of you who are not familiar with the Ed Brown story, that is an individual who has risked everything, property, life, liberty, property, life, and everything for liberty. Ed Brown is in his home in New Hampshire, as far as we know right now, and is not going to budge. There's a bench warrant out for his arrest. He felt as though he was in a court system that would not give him a fair trial. His wife was arrested when she went back to the court, and he said, no thank you. So he is at his home. He is doing interviews from his home. He is trying to get the American people to understand that there are fraudulent systems out there, and he encourages everyone to see freedom to fascism. America, freedom to fascism. And we are going to be talking about the real news today, not the phony news, not the Hillary news, not the Obama news, not the Rudy Giuliani news. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there is a new candidate on the front pages today. But it is not the one that we would like to see. And why? Because they don't want Ron Paul to be known. They don't want to give him any face time whatsoever on the news media. We'll talk about who the newest candidate is, as if it makes any difference whatsoever. Most of you probably don't even recognize his name. Charles and Camilla came to the U.S. Well, for what real reason, we don't know. But made a scene in New York City, made a presence in New York City, I guess we should say. And the war in Iraq is unbelievable. Yeah, we are losing more every day. We can't even take one street in Baghdad. We'll talk about that, because CNN's been saying, oh, we can't even take this street. Wait a second. We went over there to win a war in a country. We can't take the country, so let's take Baghdad. We can't take Baghdad, so let's take Haifa Street. We can't take Haifa Street, so, oh well, what is going on? New deployments. Now, you thought there was going to be 21,000 deployments? Done some research, found some information that, yes, in fact, just in November, there were deployments made for some 60,000 troops. Now, does that include the 20,000 they're sending over now? We have close to already 150,000 over there. Is that going to bring it up to 200,000? Does it make any difference to anybody anyway? I think it does to those that are over there, and especially those that want to get home. But however, thousands have now been involuntarily called for more tours. Involuntarily called. Now, how close is that to a draft? Very close. Another story, where's all the money going with the war in Iraq and Afghanistan? Well, the Afghan leaders are now stealing half of all the aid going over there. Seems like we ought to look at what their system is, because it seems like the bad guys are doing a whole lot better than the good guys. How can this be happening? How can the Pentagon be so incredibly inept to just say, oh, well, they got the money. They stole the money from the banks. They're getting the aid money. They've got the drugs over there. We just can't figure it out. That's always the story, because they don't want anyone to figure it out. And that is, it's all by design. We'll be talking about these stories and more this hour on the Power Hour. If you're listening on WWRB 12180 and 5850, try out KAIJ at 9480. In the first hour, we got WWCR at 5765, but after that, don't know. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Urban Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you, too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices. The choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Hi, everybody. This is Joyce Riley and Dave on Clients. We all know that knowledge is power, and this is the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station. Ooh, not going to go there. Oh, I think you know what I'm thinking right now. Welcome to the Power Hour. This is Joyce, and Dave will not be joining us today unless he joins by phone. He is on a mission. Yes, he's on a mission, and I am so glad that he is because he has some serious business to attend to. And I do thank Ed Brown for having spent the time with Dave and for allowing him into his home to find out what is going on at his home in New Hampshire. Yeah, it is cold there, really, really cold there. Dave said it was super cold there, but warm inside because of all that's going on and the support that Ed Brown has. Ed Brown, as you all know, has an issue with the income tax, saying that he does not feel he is liable. You can go to givemeliberty.org, givemeliberty.org, to find out the story of Ed Brown and the latest on Ed Brown. Dave was there on Friday and had quite a visit with Ed Brown. Oh, Well, it's a Monday, and there is so much news, so very much news. I'm going to start covering this, and just a little bit for each story, because we have a lot of issues that need to be addressed. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to an attorney regarding NAIS. Those of you who received the NASS survey form, NASS survey form, are going to want to listen to this program. There's good news and bad news about the National Animal ID Act. And those of you who are not familiar with this, that is the desire to want to tag every animal in this country. Now, this is a prodromal program for tagging all humans, if you ask me. However, it is the control program for animals that just is the predecessor for the humans. This is a program you need to be aware of, and you need to continue talking about with people, because there have been some positive moves and some negative moves. And we're going to give you some updates on the major areas, including Texas and Missouri, as to what is taking place. Judith McGreary will be joining us in the second hour. And in the third hour, Hank Gilbert will be joining us. There's going to be a major anti-NAIS and anti-trans Texas corridor rally that's going to be coming up in March. We want you all to attend that are in that area, whatever you can do to be there. So that's what we'll be talking about today on this program. Another person enters the race, and they get FaceTime and TV time on CNN. Former governor of Arkansas, former governor Huckabee. Who cares? Does he have a chance in a very hot place? No. He does not. Why is he entering the race? I don't know. Did you know they can raise all the money they want to with those committees, and then they can use that money for whatever they want to use it for, except for personal use? So that may be why a lot of people are entering the race. But then the one person that enters the race, Ron Paul, U.S. Representative Ron Paul from Texas, and nowhere is his name mentioned. Nowhere. It's kind of like the dead elephant in the living room. They don't want people to know about it, so everybody steps over it and plays like it's not there. Well, the Power Hour knows that it's there, and Genesis knows that it's there. Believe me, and we will continue to talk about this. Hillary Clinton, she says, we are the most can-do country in the world. Hillary, I have to take issue with you. She visited the heartland, supposed to be trying to win the hearts and minds of the people in the middle, in Midwest. And I don't think so. I think everybody's tired of her already. I mean, nobody, who wants to even see her on television any longer? And yet, she's supposed to be one of the front runners. I mean, not the front runner, because, of course, that's the former mayor of New York City. I mean, who cares? And all of these people are lining up to jockey in this race. For what reason? Do they have a chance? No. Well, Hillary says we're the most can-do country in the world. Let me remind you, Hillary, we're having a tough time in Afghanistan right now. We're having an even tougher time in Iraq. We have a military that can't take not just one country, not one city called Baghdad. We can't take Haifa Street. Yesterday, a special on CNN showing that we can't take Haifa Street in Baghdad. They showed three big buildings that are the tallest buildings in the area that the Hezbollah are now utilizing to intimidate everybody and to fire off rockets, etc. Well, how did they get the buildings? How did they take the buildings? I thought we took Baghdad. Well, we haven't. We can't even take one street. Now, in the news, they're saying that we're going to send another 21,000 people to Iraq. They're saying that we're going to be doing what's called a surge, and that the world is getting ready for this surge. Remember, the president said, I'll do whatever I choose to do. It doesn't make any difference what the people want, basically. Well, it's getting to be a big story. 21,000 people against what the American people want. However, I went back and did some research. In Army Times, back in November, they announced there that there were going to be, and you recall if you listen to the Power Hour, and we do welcome all the new listeners to the Power Hour, that soon after the holidays, the first of more than 65,000 soldiers will begin packing for combat tours as part of the next rotation of the U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. So in November, they announced the 65,000. Now we have the 21,000. Ooh, that's 66,000 new soldiers. But they're not mentioning the 65,000. The new rotation that was announced November 17th, this past November 17th by the Pentagon, will include soldiers in active duty and reserve units who represent replacements for combat forces currently in the war zone. The rotation typical of those announced this time of the year will not increase the overall number of forces, they said at the time. Well, who was going to be deploying? It was going to be the headquarters element of the 3rd Infantry, Fort Stewart, Georgia, 3rd Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division, Fort Benning, Georgia, 4th Brigade of the 1st Infantry Division, Fort Riley, Kansas, 4th Brigade of the 2nd Infantry Division, Fort Lewis, Fort Bragg, 82nd Airborne, 1st Brigade, and then we got a few people trickling in from Vicenza, Italy. However, Italy's now decided that by March, most of their people are April, most of their people are going to be out of there, so you can forget about that one. And in addition, he said, the Defense Department is alerting another 27,000 active duty and 10,000 reserve component. Now, this was last November. That's another 30,000. That's a total of 100,000. And now they announce 21,000. So you've got numerous troops deploying for the second, third, and fourth times. They are battle weary, I can assure you, and they're not exactly combat forces, but they're turning everybody into combat forces. And how are they doing that? By the increasing number of contractees. They have to put in contractees to do all the other work so that they can take the cooks, the drivers, everybody to the front line and say, go shoot and kill anything that moves. Now, this is a serious issue, given the fact that now over the weekend, they say that at least 250 militants were killed and an American helicopter was shot down in violent clashes in the southern city of Najaf on Sunday. So we have got headlines that look like, well, I am amazed when I read these headlines. 250 extremists killed. Now, you know the definition of an extremist. That's somebody who wants their country back, who doesn't want to live with 1 hour of electricity per day, that doesn't want to have checkpoints at every corner, that doesn't want anyone shot, man, woman, or child, that moves. And remember the new shoot to kill any Iranian soldier. Oh, excuse me, they don't have to be soldier. All they have to be is basically Iranian. In Iraq, they shoot to kill. Those are the new orders. Well, there was another helicopter down in Najaf, and help me understand how they can shoot down helicopters. They must have incredible weapons over there for a war that's been going on since longer than World War II. How have they not secured the borders? Well, obviously, they have not secured the borders. And to me, I don't know, I'm not infantry. I'm not a Marine. But it seems to me that just maybe, they might have wanted to secure the borders back in what? Maybe 2004? But it hasn't been done. Mortar attack kills 5 young girls at a school. They're attacking their schools now, we're supposed to believe. Now, this is supposed to be Iraqi mortar attack where they go and kill their own children. Those of you who understand the Islamic religion know that you don't kill, number one. Oh, yeah, I know there's all these extremists and insurgents and all of these horrible people that want to go kill themselves and have nothing better to do than to just become suicide bombers. And we're supposed to believe that they go directly to heaven and don't pass go or whatever, and that's the reason they do it. Do I think they're doing it? No. Do I think they have, 10 people a day that decide to go kill themselves? No. So now we have the mortar attack that kills 5 young girls at school. All these major attacks that are killing innocent Iraqis. They're not killing the Americans over there. Well, yes, they are, of course, but not in the numbers that they're killing their own people. And we say, well, we've got the new Iraqi military. We gave them weapons. They ended up on the streets. In fact, we even turned away the military after we created it and said, never mind, we don't need you guys. They're gone, and all the training and all the weapons are gone. How much by design could that be? We'll be right back after this break with more of the news CNN seems to lose. Thousands join that bi-coastal war protest, and Israel may have violated the arms pact. Back in 4 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ted Anderson from Midas. January 26, 2007, gold, 646.80. Ounce gold coins are 667.89, 335.58 for half, and 168.25 for quarter ounce. That's 667.89, 335.58, and 168.25. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history.